Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B on Crystal's View. Now, you're going to love this episode. It's motivation versus determination. A lot of times, I find that the key to having clarity and control is really just being wise about how you spend your time. That can mean the difference between staying focused, determined, and motivated to achieving your goals. If you're really looking for some tough love on this very subject matter, this is definitely the episode for you. Here are some hard truths as to why I feel you should get it together. I was feeling kind of like defeated. Like, have you ever felt defeated? Like you tried your best, or at least you thought you were trying your best, and you were just running your wheels tired and not feeling like you were getting everything the way you were supposed to, or, you know, just everything. You're doing everything all at once, not really having a balance or a structure to what it is that you're doing, and you think you're doing it right, and you feel exhausted, unaccomplished, and it's like you really didn't get anything done, right? And then you lose motivation, and you thought you were determined to finish it, right? You thought you had determination to complete the tasks and to do the things, but it really just didn't happen. All right, so I guess you guys can kind of guess what the topic's going to be about right now. It's about motivation versus determination. And I think in order for us to really compare the two, we have to really understand how to define them, right? Okay, so what's motivation? Exactly why motivation is in an emotion, right? Well, by definition, it's the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. It's also a desire, right, or willingness of someone to do something, all right, to take action. So it's like, I want to, so that's like, you know, I may or may not want to, versus being determined, right? It's firm, you know, it's full of purpose, it's, you know, it's resolute, it's within a certain construct. You know, the process of establishing something is exactly by calculation. That's the difference between being motivated and being determined. You know, determination is like full of purpose, whereas motivation, it's like it's wavering, right? It falls on your desires. My son's like in the corner over there whimpering. So to go even deeper into what motivation is, right? It's a need that requires satisfaction, which is influenced by culture, society, lifestyle, you know, and it falls under four categories, which, I missed the fourth one. I didn't write it down, but I have three of the four. It's extrinsic, intrinsic, and introjective, which is the same as being intrinsic. But basically what you do is you take it to an emotional place. And when you don't finish out a task, what happens is that you internalize it and it debilitates you. So that's why motivation is an emotion. And then you have determination, right? It's important because it enables you to be persistent no matter what. No matter what happens, you're not going to let it go. The world could be crumbling to a massive breakdown. You're not going to let it like fall apart in your hands, right? So it allows you to be fearless. So if you're determined, you're not going to be full of fear. But if you're motivated, you might let fear creep in. Feeling defeated and just overwhelmed, and not having a sense of like organization, and then I wasn't meeting goals that I wanted to be met or anything like that. And so what I did, I think I started talking about this last night on my impromptu live. what I did was, what prompted this was we were celebrating one of our team members making champ. And I was just like, yo, like, it's amazing. Like, the community that we have, there's like really no reason why anyone shouldn't be successful. So I had to really dig deep and go into my old little green little pocket and pull out the things that I used to do. And my life is full now. I have 3 kids. Okay. I have a home to look after. And I have a business that I need to build and I want to build so I can have the freedom to be home with my children. Okay, so all of that is gonna take some determination. And yeah, I'll be motivated some days, right? I'll be motivated to move forward some days, but it's my determination that's gonna keep me going forward. One of my greatest skill sets is actually breaking down a schedule. So I basically, a few years ago, I had a company that I did start. I took on clients. And one of the things that I would go over, is a schedule. Because it's so important to know what's taking your time. Okay, I knew that in order for me to be more efficient, I needed to know where my time was being spent and if it was being spent wisely to efficiently meet my goals of eventually being available. Available to my children at home, because that's, you know, what my goal is. I want to be here, okay, with my babies. So I need to also make sure that I'm meeting certain things within my household, because that is what I need to be doing. So I need to have a schedule that's going to meet the needs of my goals. So it's one thing to say I'm going to plan and actually sitting down and planning and doing it. Okay. Can't keep making excuses and saying you're gonna do something. Get over the gonna, sit down, make time, and look at your life and evaluate what is taking most of your time. In the morning, how can you maximize your time? Well, I had to figure that out for myself. In order for me to maximize my time, I needed to get up every day at a certain time, okay? In the morning, so I can prep bottles so that way, if I'm in the midst of a task, all I'm doing is putting the bottle on a warmer, right? Then also for dinner, prep dinner the night before or make a big meal the night before so that way the family eats that meal 1 to 2 days, right? So those are some of the ways that you can actually maximize your time. It's just really looking at what your priorities are and putting those priorities up front so that they get taken care of first. So if your home is your priority, take care of your home. If your business is your other priority, take care of your business. Now you got to figure out how to balance those two things out. So in the morning, I can give you an example. For me, I wake up. The first people I am thinking of is my daughter, hubby, the children, and then it's me, and then it's my work, then it's back to the house, because then I have to prepare dinner and take care of whatever it is I have to do throughout the day. So I had to score out time and balance all that out. And it might be even more beneficial to schedule family time. I know a lot of people aren't thinking about that component of the life, but your schedule isn't going to look the same as someone who is single versus someone who has a family to take care of. And you can't compare your goals being met at a certain pace versus someone else's pace. The worst thing you could do while you're trying to create some sense of accomplishment for yourself is compare. You don't want to compare yourself to other people and what they're able to do, because your life doesn't look like other people's lives. So I basically feel like a huge winner today, because this weekend I really got down. Like I wrote out a schedule, but the first schedule that I wrote out was very overwhelming. And there was no way that I was going to meet it. I was neglecting my family, neglecting my duties as a wife and a mom. And I was feeling overwhelmed and not getting nowhere. And today I actually feel very accomplished. My home is organized. I did some tasks that I needed to do in the morning for my business. I got to like take care of my children. I was able to break away from the computer to go help my daughter with homework. You know what I mean? I'm cooking. I made breakfast this morning. Okay. I was able to, you know, I'm able now to like cook the meal that I prepped out. Like I'm gonna make like a really nice meal for my family. And I feel like I got everything I needed to done. Does that make sense? So it's just so important to really follow through with what you plan on doing. So if you're committing yourself to creating a schedule and you need to just get up and go and create the schedule and create a schedule that makes sense. Don't try to make an impressive schedule to impress nobody else but yourself. Okay. Do you, boo-boo, really and seriously, do what works best for you, because at the end of the day, you're the one who has to work and live that life. Okay. And you're the only one who's got to reap from whatever life you're trying to create. So there's no reason. You see, there goes the dinner I'm making. I'm literally here recording and talking to you guys, and I'm cooking a meal, okay? Multitasking can be done with the right tools. If you have the right tools, you can multitask. Once you get big enough and well off enough, then you'll be able to outsource some of the tasks like cooking and taking care of your kids, so you can focus more in building your business. But when you're starting out, don't overwhelm yourself. The thing is that a lot of people overwhelm themselves by doing too much and so much stuff that they end up not getting anywhere, because they end up becoming too tired to do other things. And I just got tired of that. I got tired of really not being aware of where I'm placing my time, because my time honestly is more valuable than any dollar that there is out there. My time is precious to me. My time that I give to anybody is precious to me. So you best believe if I'm going to spend any time, I need to figure out with whom and at what time and where that fits into my schedule. Okay. Now we all make time for things that we love, right? But we rarely see our failures are a direct result of poor time management. So if you see that things aren't going your way, then maybe you need to evaluate how you are spending your time. And that's exactly what I did. I was tired. I'm literally just tired of just spinning my wheels and not getting anywhere. I was overexerting myself and feeling so overwhelmed, so tired, feeling like I'm doing a lot, but really nothing, okay? And I'm sure there's a lot of you guys can relate. If you think someone could find value in this, please go right ahead and share, okay? If you didn't like it, share it anyway. Okay, it's your girl, Angie B. Thanks for chiming in on my life tips. You know what to do. Go right ahead and click those three little buttons and subscribe, okay?